I'm absolutely over the moon. It's a special privilege to be elected unanimously as Cathaoirleach Luck of the Council. And the fact that, as I indicated when I spoke, that I didn't have to canvass one vote, that it just came from the members from all of the political groups. They all felt that it was my time, and I suppose this is the second time in 50 years I've had the opportunity of acting as Cathaoirleach of the Council. So I look forward to the challenge, needless to say, and I'll bring with me the experience of a lifetime in local government politics, and I think that will be helpful not only to the members but to the people of this community. And again, I have to say that I wouldn't be Cathaoirleach today and I wouldn't be in this chamber today without the overwhelming support of so many people in Sligo Strandhill. I'm indebted to them for ensuring that once again I topped the poll in the Sligo Strandhill electoral area, and by virtue of that, I am now the chair of Sligo County Council for the next 12 months.
And a lot of lovely comments about yourself here today. A consistent poll topper was one of them, and your sterling work over the last 50 years. It must be so lovely to hear those kind of comments.
It is, and it just shows you that people in politics, regardless of their political persuasion or their ideology, are generally very decent. And while we will have significant rows here because of our differences and our different political opinions, we end up as friends. When the meeting concludes and we walk out the door of the council chamber, we're friends. And that's important. Because we have to work together over a five-year term. And I know members of the public, some people find it difficult to comprehend that actual politicians talk to each other despite our rows. But that's the way business has to be done, and it has to be transacted. And I have a role, particularly in terms of chairman, to ensure there's a significant level of cooperation between members.
One of the key things you mentioned in your speech today was the need for an overhaul as it relates to the power that the local authority has.
Oh yes, they like it's generally accepted, but not only by councillors, but by the representative organisations, that the Irish local government system is certainly the weakest in Europe. But in my opinion, and I'm fairly knowledgeable about the system, I think it's probably one of the weakest systems of local government in the entire planet. And we're not going anywhere fast, and there is a need for central government to reform. Even issues such as the Councillor Tom McSherry mentioned today, the abolition of Sligo Borough Council. We need to see borough councils and urban councils re-established. Every other country in Europe, apart from Ireland and the United Kingdom, have urban local authorities that are very successful. It was suggested when they were abolished that it would save money. It didn't save money, it cost money. And I would actually say, small is beautiful, bringing back borough councils, local authorities in the urban areas will actually save Ireland a lot of money, and it will give the people, it will bring the local government and local democracy closer to the local community.